This week in Kansas City for the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting, a lot of agricultural leaders come and meet with broadcasters over the 3 days of the meeting, including Wayne Hurst, who's president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. Had the chance to sit down and talk with him about a variety of issues, including starting with farm policy and some of the ideas that the NAWG, National Association of Wheat Growers, would like to see as a part of the 2012 Farm Bill. And Wayne, former my wheat farmers back in Oklahoma, Texas, give me a little bit about background about your wheat involvement in the industry.
You bet. I'm a wheat farmer and raise a few other crops in southern Idaho. We primarily raise soft white in my neck of the woods, although we do dabble in the protein wheats and irrigated agriculture, diversified agriculture. Been farming for over 30 years, and it's how we make our living. And I've been involved, first of all, on the county level, and then the state of within the state of Idaho, and then lately here on the national level. I'm currently serving as president of the association. It's an honor and a pleasure to serve and to associate with the growers from Oklahoma and the other great wheat growing states.
When we think about some of the things that are kind of swirling around in Washington and other areas that you all have got a lot of interest in, everybody's talking about Farm Bill. Everybody's talking about what's maybe going to happen with the Ag Leadership and the Super Committee and all. We don't know if they're going to be able to broker a deal or not, but what are some key principles that NAWG really wants to see happen in whatever shape, form, or time frame the 2012 Farm Bill happens?
Sure, Ron. Well, you're right. There is a lot of activity and anxiety swirling around about this issue. And honestly, those of us in the country know that what we need is sound, good policy that's going to serve not just the wheat growers, but the rural communities and the country and the world over the long term. And so within our organization, we've listened very closely to our state representatives and try to develop policy that will reflect good, solid principles. We've also done a nationwide survey several years ago to kind of check the wheat growers throughout the country to see what was important to them. Crop insurance came out as an extremely important tool for risk management. And so we've stressed the importance of that and fought hard to maintain its worth to the farmer on the ground. And it's a great public-private partnership that we work with the government with. And every farmer that has crop insurance has to pay a very considerable portion of that premium. So we have a lot of skin in the game. But for most of us, crop insurance seems to work well and kind of protect us from the large portion of risk. Now, there's still some considerable risk out there of weather and markets, primarily the price and the weather are two things that we just have no control over. And so the federal government still, we feel, has a role to step in when times are tough and help take care of some of that downside risk. Not all of it, but some of it. And so that's what we've been talking about, is some kind of a program to work to help protect us against some severe losses or very long protracted losses that we've seen in the past decades that can be very brutal and tough for wheat growers. Wow. So those are very key important parts of the discussion going on right now in D.C.
I mean, one thing that has been a frequent topic in the last several wheat industry meetings that I've been a part of at the national level is biotech. I know that your group, the policy side, has been working with the checkoff side, U.S. Wheat, and you've been talking to a lot of other industry players, and we've got some companies now really starting to look seriously at some sort of GM wheat. Is the time and place right for that now?
It is, but as we move forward, we've decided several years ago that we really needed to promote research and wheat production much more vigorously on a national level for several reasons, but several good reasons. And biotech is part of that equation. There are a lot of companies as well as public institutions. Dr. Brett Carver is very important right now in the national research scene, and we appreciate much, very much his involvement and Oklahoma's contribution to that effort. But honestly, there are a lot of dollars being spent on the private side right now in research in this country and worldwide in wheat research, and we think it's very positive and very exciting, and I think it's going to benefit all of us ultimately. And biotech is part of that, and frankly, we need to have that tool in the toolbox. But there are many other exciting events going on in private and public research, and it's exciting time. I think in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll see the quality of wheats go up, the yield potential go up considerably, and the consumer benefits go up, and it's going to be a win-win, I believe, for everyone involved.
Will it be successful, you think? I know that there's been a lot of efforts to include some of our international competitors in this discussion about biotech and trying to make it a united front.
Yes, we several years ago, you're exactly right, we reached out and approached, and we are working closely with our Canadian counterparts and Australian counterparts so that when biotech is released, that it's done simultaneously, so that it does not adversely, you know, affect our markets or give one country, say, an advantage over the other. But we've been as open and as transparent throughout this process as we can be, and working with our markets, with our competitors, with all of those that handle and market the grain from the farm to the consumer. We've made that effort that we want to be as open and clear about what we're doing. And like I say, you know, biotech, it has gotten quite a bit of attention, but not all of this research effort is frankly focused on biotech, but it is an important part of it, and it will be.
The president, National Association of Wheat Growers, Wayne Hurst, visiting with us here in Kansas City, National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network on OklahomaFarmReport.com.